Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Lamed Tes Omed Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new Simen, Simen Shin Ayin Beis, which deals with Dine Shutvei Hadiros Le'erev. Various areas are enclosed, and what is their halachic status in regards to being allowed to carry within those areas with or without an Erev Chatzeres. So, the Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Gagin v'chatzeros v'charpifios. You have these various enclosed areas. For example, a roof, which may not be physically enclosed, but the mechitzas that go down are considered in halacha as going up as well. And this will have a nafkamina if the roof extends beyond the borders of the house. V'chatzeros, a yard that's enclosed. V'charpifos, a karpaf we're going to learn in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, tells us Ayin Le'el B'Simin Shin Men Vav Siv Gimel, where the Ramah over there said a karpaf, or karpaf as I vernacularly pronounce it, is Mako Mukaf Mechitzos. It's an enclosed area below Kiruy without a ceiling, Kemo Chotzer, like a yard. So these are basically all sorts of enclosed areas, and the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul says this is quoted from the Gemara. The Mishnah Lashon over here is what the Mechaber took. The Gemara will say it also includes a Mavuy as well, as he will himself later on say. So these are various enclosed areas, quoting from the Mishnah, and all of them, kulon, rishus echad heim l'kelim sheshav subesochan. In regards to any utensils, any kelim that are found in these areas, they're considered like one rishus, even if you didn't make an erev chatzeros, as long as these are enclosed areas. They have the status over here of being like a rishus hayochid, and mutu l'taltalam mizel azeh, and you can move a utensil, let's say a chair. You can move it from the roof to the chotzer, to the karpath, to back to the mavui, etc. Back and forth, you can go all over within these yards, within these enclosed areas. Afilu hem shov ba'olim harbe, even if this area belongs to multiple people, v'lo ervu yachad, and they did not make an erev chatzeros. It is permissible, mutu l'talto mechotzer l'chotzer, to go from one chotzer to another chotzer, again, it's all enclosed, acheres, to another chotzer, olegag, or to go to a rooftop. It's all halachically enclosed. Ole rosh kosel shemnem, or to put it on the wall in between two different areas, or umigag legag acher, or from one rooftop to another rooftop, hasomachlo, that's next to it. Again, all halachically considered enclosed. And this is true even if the roofs aren't perfectly aligned with each other. Afilu gavol mimenu harbi, even if one roof is higher than the other. And likewise, you can go mehagag lekarpef. You go from the rooftop into the karpaf. Shenu yosem yisasayim. And we're talking here about a karpaf that is less than a sasayim, and it's halachically considered an enclosed area, even if it wasn't mukaf ladira. Or, oh, as we learned previously, shehukaf ladira, it was specifically made for dira purposes, and then, even if it's larger, this karpaf, afilu hu yosim yisasayim, in all of these situations, you can carry within a keli that we'll see was shavas in this area on Erev Shabbos. So it was in this area at the start of Shabbos. You can move this keli, this chair, this knife, this fork, this utensil, whatever it is, from any one of these areas within that area to another area like it, as long as they are totally enclosed, even though you don't have an Erev Chatzeros or a sheet of Mavoyos. Likewise, you can move it, Ola Mavoy Shemesuka Melechi Akora. You can move it into an enclosed Mavoy. A Mavoy is open on one side, it's enclosed on three sides, and the fourth side you enclose it, as we've learned, with either a lechi, a vertical post, or a korah, the horizontal board on the top. Afilu lo erev ubo. Again, even if there's no erev chatzeros or shituf mavayas over here, these areas are all enclosed, they're adjacent to each other, you can move an item that was shavas there on Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, it has the right to be moved anywhere within these enclosed areas. Now this was again quite a mouthful, so let's see inside. I already gave a lot of the Mishnah Berurah explaining as I went through this, but let's see inside in the Mishnah Berurah himself. So Sivkot Aleph, Gagin, Hainu Ala Gagin, means on the top of the roof. They used to use their rooftops, She'ain Od Keiroi Lamala, and it's not enclosed itself. If it was enclosed itself, Deilu Ala Tikra Shu Tachas Agag, if this was an upper floor that had its own roof to it, then it would be called a Aliyah. Bechlal Aliyah Sabayisu Ukebayis Damya. It would be considered like a attic, like a upper floor, and would have the same halachic status as a house, not as one of these enclosed open areas that belong to many people. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Gagin Shalhem, their normal rooftops over here, Chalokim Hayu, they were set aside, Ru'uin L'shtami Shalhem, and they were used. They weren't just roofs like we have, that the barrier to the inside of the house. They would have flat roofs, and they would use their roofs for various purposes. So it's like having a chotzer. It's like having an enclosed area. And even though there's no walls around them, Umayri Kishaloyu Boltos Chutzlu Mechitzos Habayis, but as long as they don't go beyond the dimensions of the house that they're the roof above. If the roof were to extend beyond that, then you have a problem. V'mayu boltos, so then, ayin le'el, in Simon Shin Men Hei, Sif Tezayin, where we discuss this already, and Dirshu footnote number 2 reminds us that we learned over there that when the roof is extending out beyond the mechitzas of the bayis, ain't omrim good osik l'mechitzas of the bayis. Then we don't say that the walls of the house are considered going up and enclosing the roof. V'nimtza, in that situation, she'ain le'gag mechitzos, if the walls of the house extend up into the roof, and the roof extends beyond them, then the roof is not considered an enclosed area because of good osik, and in fact, dino kekarmelis, it has the halachic status of a karmelis, which would of course be, you wouldn't be allowed to carry within it, dalet amos, and you certainly wouldn't be allowed to carry it, you can't go from a karmelis into a rishos hayochid. So, in this situation, the roof would not be considered enclosed, but a standard roof, even though it has no walls, it certainly has no ceiling, so it is considered enclosed by the house walls that are below it, they are halachically considered to extend upward with the principle of good osik, this halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, and therefore this area is considered enclosed. We did Sivkot and Beis already, Sivkot and Gimel, Rishus Echot Hein, they are considered, all of these areas that are enclosed and adjacent to each other are considered like one halachic area. And they call Elu Ein Tashmishon Miyuchod V'Todir, because all of these places don't have a specific private type of a usage, a regular type of a usage. They're just, whatever is one you're doing them, you're doing them. And multiple people use them. Lefikoch Ein Bem Chiluk Rishus, they're not considered separate, divided up areas that belong to one person or another. Umutu L'talto Me'echad L'chavero B'li Eruvei Chatzero. So they're all considered one enclosed area, and you are allowed to carry within this enclosed area. The only thing is, you can't carry into a house from these areas, or from a house into these areas without an Eruv Chatzeros. And the Mishmur adds, V'kol shekein shemuta latalto b'gagin or b'chatzeros gufa me'echad l'chavero. You certainly can go carry from one gag to another gag, one chatzer to another chatzer, and likewise, v'chein muta latalto b'chol chatzer, and certainly within one large chatzer, or b'chol hagag, or one roof, afshelo ervu hadiyorin yachad, even though there's no Eruv Chatzeros. Bottom line is, you're allowed to go and carry within all of these adjacent enclosed areas, even if they have different names to them, whether it's a gag, a chotzer, a karpif, as the Mishnah says, as the Mechaber quoted, whether it's also a movui, as the Mechaber brings down later on. And as the issue footnote number 3 tells us, the same thing would apply to a mirpesa, some sort of a porch area, according to most poskim. And according to most poskim as well, he says the same thing would apply to a shul, albeit the Ma'aril disagrees. But most poskim say that the shul also is like a chatzer in this regard. And therefore you can carry anywhere within these areas and from one of these areas to another area without an Erev Chatzeros. And the Mishmur continues, he says, the only reason to have an Erev Chatzeros is Ela Mishum Sheyeh Muta Lohotzi Lesocha Klei HaBayis. The only reason to have an Erev Chatzeros is to allow you to take out kelim from the house and bring them into any one of these enclosed outer areas, or from these areas back into the house. For that, you need an Erev Chatzeros. But just to carry within these enclosed areas, you do not need it, as long as, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet tells us, Sheshavsu b'sochad, as long as they were there on the start of Shabbos. Hainu, Shahu Munachum Shom Mibod Yom. They had to have been there from the start of Shabbos. Ulafuke, as opposed to if they were in the house and then they somehow got out into the chotzer, then that's not considered that you can move them within these enclosures, within these chotzers, karpifs, or gagin. Dirshu footnote number 4 says that this is the standard opinion over here that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Shemakum shvisa sakeli nikbas lefi mekomo b'vein hashmashos, because a utensil is determined what its status is on Shabbos by where it is during the Bein HaShemoshos period of time, i.e. at the start of Shabbos. And he brings this down in the name of the Beis Meir, and this is the opinion of the Rashba and the Ritva and Erevin as well. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says that kli shenichnas lebayis o lechotzer gam b'emtza Shabbos. He says if a utensil somehow came into your house or into a yard, even during Shabbos, it's konesh v'sasso shom. It has a halachic status of being in that area. And whatever that area's halachic status is, the kli is allowed to be utilized within what that halachic status has for that area or the house. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Hei says that all of this applies even if they did not make an Erev Chatzeros. You can carry within all of these enclosed areas. Haino Chatzeros b'hadde hadodde o hagagin v'chatzeros, either within the Chatzer itself or from the Gag to the Chatzer, the ilu b'chatzer gufa yoser revusu shkisherevu b'hadodde k'moshim v'sayim le'besof. And it's a bigger chiddush over here to say within the Chatzer itself you can carry from within that Chatzer, as we'll see in a moment as we continue reading over here. Sivkot and Vav, Ola Gag, Shel Chaver. It's talking about going to your neighbor's Gag, from your Gag to your neighbor's Gag, as long as they're attached, adjacent to each other, and enclosed, no problem. Sivkot and Zayin, Shebineim, even to the wall in between them, Shebein Shnei Chatzeros, in between two yards, because we will learn more details about this, but that's not considered a problem. We'll see this in Yitzhak Shem in an upcoming shir in this siman. Sivkot and Ches, this is true. Afilu Govoa Mehen Harbe, this is true. You can go from one rooftop to another rooftop, even if they're not perfectly flat next to each other, even if one is higher than the other. And we don't say Velo Amrinon Shayidei Zeb, because of the disparities in height, Yischalik Lishtei Rishuas, so we should view it as two different Rishuas. No, if they're adjacent to each other and they're all enclosed, halachically, they are allowed to move from one to the other, even without an Eruv Chatzeros. Similarly, Sivkot and Tes Mehagag Lekarpev, the Huadin Mechotzel Lekarpev, you can likewise do from the Chotzer to the Karpev as well. Sivkot and Yud, we talked about the karpav that was less than a sasayim, you automatically can carry within that whole thing, or if it's more than a sasayim, if it was mukaf ladira, as we learned previously. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here in Sivkot and Yud, dilu imhoyos yosem in sasayim, because as we've learned, if it was more than a base sasayim, and it wasn't mukaf ladira, then it would have the halachic status the rabbis gave it, the chal karmelesu, kivin shalu hukaf ladira, in order it could be mistaken for rishus harabim, so the rabbis gave it the status of a karmelis. Yosu lahotzi mishus hayochalelov, and then, in this situation where it wasn't mukaf ladira, and it was more than a sasayim, you wouldn't be allowed to go carry from Rishus Hayoche into this area. We learned all of these dinim previously. Sivkot and Yud Aleph, the same thing applies over here into a Mavui. Rotsu Lomar, Shemutu Lahotzi Lome Chatzeros Vegagin Rapipios, you can move from all of these areas into each other. Kalim, Sheshav Subisokhan, as long as the Kalim were there on Erev Shabbos during the Ben Hashmashas period of time. And the reason is, Vatam, the Gam Mavui ain't Tashmisho Meyuchod Vitadir. It is exactly the same, even though the Mishnah didn't mention it, the Gemara mentions it, as I brought down for the Chavetz Chaim and the Bir Halocha Gagin Chatzeros. And therefore, all of these categories, all of these enclosures adjacent to each other are the same. Their usage is not specific and for an individual or regular. And therefore, Lefika Hu Rishus Echod Imar, they all are halachically considered one Rishus. The Loetzrichu Shitufim Mavoy. You don't need an Erev Chatzeros or a Shita from Avoyos over here. Elo Lekelim Sheshovsu B'Soch HaBayis. Again, the whole purpose of a Shita from Avoyos over here is to allow you to move from the house into the Mavoy or from the Mavoy into the house. Shemutu L'Hotzi L'Mavoy. That's the purpose of the Erev Chatzeros / Shita from Avoyos. But if you don't have them, you're still allowed to carry it within all of these enclosures because they don't have a set purpose or Miyuchod V'Todir Tashmish. And again, even this Mavoy, even though you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros or Sheet of Mavoyos, Sivkot and Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rosh Loma, Shalom Nishtatu HaChatzeros Yachad. You didn't make any sort of a connection between the Chatzeros via Sheet of Mavoyos. Now we go on with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'afapi she'erevu b'nei chotzer li'atzman. Now, here's an interesting chiddush. This is what we mentioned before, that this was the Revusa. Even in a Chotzer, where you did have an Erev Chatzeros, you're allowed to go and carry from that chotzer into other chatzeros if the kelim were shavsu in that chotzer on Bein HaShemashos period of time. Now, what do we mean by this? If Kotnyud Gimel, the Mishnah explains, Rotzalomar, V'lo mibayu imlo erevu b'nei chotzer li'atzman. Certainly, when the people in the chotzer did not make an erev chatzeros, then certainly there's no problem in going from this chotzer, as we've mentioned, into other chatzeros or other enclosures. Does ein motzi b'chotzer klei habayis klal, because then there's no reason why a utensil from the house should be able to get into that chotzer. The halo also loads yilun shom, because you're not allowed to carry if there's no erev chatzeros from the house into the chotzer. So then we don't have any worry over here that a utensil came from the house into the chotzer, and now you're moving that from this chotzer into another chotzer, which would not be allowed. So here, when there's no erev chatzeros, bevade muter latalto mechotzer lechotzer, kelim sheshavsu besochen. As long as the kelim were in the chotzer at the start of Shabbos, at the Bein HaShemashos period of time, so then in that situation, there is no concern. So the chiddush over here is, that even if you did have an Erev Chatzeros and you were allowed to bring Kalim in this Chotzer from the house into the Chotzer or vice versa, nevertheless, the rabbis did not make a Gzer over here and allowed you to carry Kalim Sheshovsu at Bein HaShemashos in this Chotzer into another Chotzer. And the Mishnah concludes, the Halo Shayach Lemigzar Atu Klei Abayis. That situation when there was no Erev Chatzeros, there was no reason to make a Gzer. But even when there is over here a Erev Chatzeros, as the Mechaber continues, the shchiche money debatim chotzer. In this situation, it's very likely and possible that utensils from the house get carried into the chotzer on Shabbos because you're allowed to do so because of the Erev Chatzeros. Nevertheless, the rabbis did not gozer over here and mutul litalto kelim sheshavsu b'chosuzu l'chotzer acheres. As long as these kelim were not in the house, these were kelim that were shoves in this chotzer on Erev Shabbos at the Bein HaShemashos period of time. So they're considered kelim of the chotzer. So even though there is an Erev Chatzeros that would allow you to carry other kelim from the house into the chotzer, the rabbis did not make a gzer over here that you can carry the kelim that was shavas in the chotzer into another chotzer that you don't have an Erev Chatzeros to or a Shita of Mavoyos to. As the Mechaber says, V'lo chai shinon, we're not concerned over here, Shema yitaltel gam kelim sheshavsu v'abayis l'chotzer acheres, olegag, or Olakarpath. That we're not concerned over here that since you're allowed to carry Kalim Sheshavsu in this Chotzer to another Chotzer, a Gag, or a Karpath, that you may come to carry the Kalim that were in the house, that Beheter, through the Erev Chatzeros for this one Chotzer, were allowed to be brought out into that Chotzer. The rabbis were not gozer that you can't carry the Kalim Sheshavsu in that Chotzer because of the Kalim that were in the house, that were allowed to be brought out to the Chotzer on Shabbos because of the Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Dalet, and you'd be allowed to move them even to another Chotzer. V'hu adin l'gag v'karpath. As we explained, this would be allowed also into the Gag or the Karpath. And Dirshu footnote number 6 says, V'hu adin l'mavoy. The same thing would apply to a mavoy as well. Albeit, he brings down that the Rambam would disagree under certain situations, I.e. in the rest of this footnote for that discussion. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezvav, explaining the Mechaber who said that we are in Choshesh over here, that you'll come to carry the Kalim from the house that are now in the Chotzer, Beheter. You don't make a gzera that you can't carry the kalim sheshavsu in the chatzer to other chatzeros. The heve gzera l'gzera. The Mishnah Berurah explains this would be a gzera l'gzera. What is that? Pirish. She'ein la'asur l'hosi kli sheshavas b'chatzer zu l'chatzer acheres. We shouldn't make a gzera over here not to allow you to carry a kli from this chatzer to the other chatzer because of a gzera. Shema yotzi gam kli sheshavas b'bayis. Because you may come to carry a kli from the house into this, that came into this chatzer behetiv through the Erev Chatzeros for this chatzer, and then carry that kli to another chatzer, because that's only an issur derabbanan. Shari tama issur, the only reason it's also in this case, lotzi kli sheshavas v'bayis l'chatzer, hu mishum gzera, shem yavol l'taltim, mishus hayochid, mishus harabim. That in and of itself is only an issur derabbanan, that you may come to carry from mishus hayochid into mishus harabim. And therefore, we do not make a gzera l'gzera in this situation, and therefore, again, to reiterate, you're allowed to go and carry Kalim sheshavsu b'chotzer into other chatzeros, Gag or Karpath, even though you wouldn't be allowed to carry Kalim from the house that went beheter into the chatzer automatically into all the other chatzeros, albeit that's a discussion we're still going to have. And we see this in Sif Katan Tez Zayin, who says, Mizemavur, we see clearly from over here, the Kalim sheshavsu b'bayis, utensils that were in the house, af shebo beheter l'chotzer zeh, even though they came beheter into this chotzer, because this chotzer has an erev chatzeros. So af al pike, nevertheless, also lo lichel nechotzer acheres shelo erev uimon. So even though this keli is allowed to be brought from your house into your chotzer that has an erev chatzeros, you can't bring that keli that came from your house into other chatzeros, even though you can bring kelim sheshavsu in that chotzer to other chatzeros. The issue footnote number 9 explains the reasoning from the Shulchan Aruch Rav for this. Shakelim sheshavsu b'bayis, the utensils that were in your house, even though they're coming out there now beheter, are considered house utensils even when they're in the chotzer, and therefore they can't go to another chotzer. And he adds, this would even apply to your own chotzer acheres, or your own karpath or gag acheres, but he says, b'shas adchak, the Bir Halacha brings down, evshel letalto me'abayis lekarpath shelo, that you might be able to do under extenuating circumstances. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, the same halach applies. If you carried something from your house into a chotzer that wasn't a me'urav with you, but you did it beheter. For example, could go in derech mabush. You wore your jacket. You're allowed to wear your jacket. You wear it from your house into your neighbor's yard. And now you take it off in that chotzer. Now you didn't make an erev chatzeros with that chotzer. You took it off over there. You wouldn't be allowed to go and carry that jacket into another courtyard, into another enclosed area. However, we don't find what would be the din within that very chatzah. You went into your friend's yard, you took off your jacket, now can you carry it within that yard? So to carry it to another yard that you don't have an Erev Chatzeros to, or to a Gag or a Karpev, so that's not allowed. But within that very yard, what's the halacha? So he says, Ayin in the Bir Halacha over here, Sheb Yarnu is a long Bir Halacha over here, Sheyesh Bozeh Machlokis Aposkim. There is a big Machlokis over here. The Akoponim, at least, in Hevi Mashkin, Ayidinochu, Labayis Acher, Shelo Erevima, if a non-Jewish person brought Mashkin over here to your house that didn't have an Erev Chatzeros, Kivin Shebayis Rishus Yochidhu, since this is one entity, your house, then you certainly can carry within your house this mashke that was brought by the goy to your house. That's not a concern. You can carry it within the house. But to carry something within the chatzer, as we pointed out, look in the Bir Halacha over here for a detailed discussion. Additional discussion can be found as well in Dirshu footnote number 10. With that, we conclude today's shir.